Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati, Allah my Lord,
His word Quran,
Muhammad Prophet,
praise be upon,
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear youth, this program is exclusively addressing you. My dear sisters and brothers, welcome to your program. This is Youth Station and you're hearing to us from IRB English Radio. Once here, we have the honor to be your hosts.
Well, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام, brother.
How is Asma?
I'm fine, thank you.
Inshallah.
How about
I hope
you?
Hope you're well.
Yes, thank you. Thanks God, everything is going just well.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, since Corona is here, nobody has been guaranteed to be always well.
May Allah provide with good health to all the youth and all the old people as well.
Yes, old people.
What have they done?
Everyone, what every single one.
Them?
Let's believe that youth is something that exists in your heart. It does not belong to any specific age. So when we say youth, we mean all human beings.
Your heart needs to be young.
Yes.
Not your physical body, your heart beats.
Exactly.
Young.
Let's start today's episode with something really interesting. Misunderstanding. I think it
happens.
Wait,
is that the topic for our show today?
Yes, we're talking about misunderstanding. And it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
To everyone. Has it happened to you recently?
Yeah, it happens every day.
Yes, every day. On a daily basis, it happens many times.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that we're human beings. We have a brain,
right.
And that brain makes some interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we're wrong in the things we are deducing from the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since we're living in an age of technology, that has added to that misunderstanding as much, you know? Like I'm talking with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Through net, then suddenly the connection goes off.
Yeah.
And he
thinks that you just hung up on him.
Yes, millions of questions come into my mind.
So you hung up on me.
Oh my God, really he's not answering me.
Yeah.
What happened? Why is he dodging me? And that is very much prevailed these days.
Right.
How can we just control that?
Okay, first of all, if you talk about misunderstanding itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is a misunderstanding? How does it run? There's an important concept in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Everything depends upon the way you look at something. Like,
yes.
For you. Like, there are different perspectives. You look at one way, the other looks at it in the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half empty or half full.
Yes.
Like, there are two different opinions, two different perspectives. So to say, like, you know, different opinions and different perspectives.
So pessimist people are mostly prone to misunderstanding more and more. If we are going to consider those two points.
Yeah, sometimes what happens is I don't think either side should be right and the other should be
mm-hmm.
wrong. It's misunderstanding, right?
Yes, I say like those people are more prone to it.
Yeah. Like
since they look at the empty part of the glass and they see the bad things always. They go for the bad.
They say it half empty.
Yes. For always bad judgments come to our minds.
Yeah, like, you know...
If I consider myself a pessimist.
Like, you mean the judgmental people?
Yes, judgmental people. Well, we all are judgy people, aren't we?
I'm not. You might be.
You're not? It's very good. I hereby congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a judgy person. How could I say that?
Yeah.
I can't deny it. I judge.
But why do
those
you judge?
Those brain cells do the judging.
Why do
without
you judge?
Me even noticing them.
Is that the human nature? Is that the innate nature in the humans?
Of course. What do you think?
Does it come out of envy?
No, never.
What's the reason? What's the root?
Judging does not come out of envy.
What's the root of it?
The root of it is our brain. Well, we have an analytical brain.
Mm-hmm.
It does the analyzing and then based on history and, well, if history is any indication, then it tells us a lot about how human beings are, usually
mm-hmm.
naturally. Then something happens, I say, this is the outcome of that. Then, based on these things, I would say that this thing means this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or that thing means that way. See, basically, it does not come out of envy. Let's go for a little break and then we'll be back. Thank you for listening to us and giving your ears and attention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We're talking about misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's what, like, you prefer one way and the others prefer the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like, you look at something from this side, you see it four.
Yes.
And the other person looking at it from that side, he sees it three, yeah.
Yes.
So he sees it three from that side, but he cannot see it from the same perspective.
You know, there's a notion that says we two can look at the same thing, but the thing we see is totally different, you know?
Yeah.
We look at a tree, but the thing that comes to your mind is totally different from what comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that is human beings.
So, you know, if you talk about how to, you know, prevent this these misunderstandings, I might say, like, you know, one of the root causes is, you know, being too quick to judge.
Yes,
and, reaching too quick to the result, like without, you know, thinking about the factors and, you know, consequences.
Well, as a judgy person, I would say, as I grew up, I learned that it's okay to judge, but you should leave the doors open for different possibilities.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, give it time. There's a judgment in your mind.
Yeah.
There's a thing that has been misunderstood by you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go for final decision so quickly. Just give it time.
Right.
Maybe by time you're going to see it differently. Because sometimes that happened to me many times that once I see something, I say, maybe it's like that. Well, two more days and I go for it and I see it totally differently.
Yeah.
I say, maybe there's also some other points behind that. So I should give it time, and by time, everything is going to be more clear and vivid, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, we reach too quick to the result. We make quick decisions.
Yes.
We judge it quickly. That's where a misunderstanding occurs. Like, so if you see someone coming out of the from a bar, you see, like, this guy's a drunkard and all.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, making these quick decisions, you say, like, Allah knows better.
Exactly.
There's a simple way. Allah knows better. Like,
maybe he had to ask a question.
Yeah, ask something, you know. There might be, that's why there's hadith.
Yes, he accidentally been there.
You know, before judging someone, like, search for 70 excuses.
Exactly. That's very true.
If we all follow these, like, these principles, we wouldn't be the one who misunderstands.
Exactly. See, as I said, we all are human beings. Our brain does the analyzing, and then through that analyzing, millions of judgments come out. So we see that the root is our brain, the root of all these misunderstandings, since the brain does the analyzing thing.
Yeah.
But then also, we shouldn't jump into making decisions and conclusion very quickly.
Yeah.
Give it time, leave the doors open for different possibilities. Maybe what you are conceiving out of that story is not the whole story.
Exactly. If someone's doing something and the other person is misunderstanding him, so what we can do is, like, you know the first person, he should keep his work clear.
Yes.
You know, like, it shouldn't be in a way that, you know, the other person falls in, you know, misunderstanding, and, you know, it leads him to misunderstanding.
Yes.
So the first guy should keep his work clear, and the second person, he should understand, like, if he's misunderstanding it, like, he should clear it.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, this is a thing you did. Like, what does it mean? Like, why are you doing this?
And we should also think of the person who is on the other side of the story. It has happened to us a million times that we are the victim of that misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So it feels so bad. So just give people the chance to explain themselves.
But if you look at...
And ask questions.
Yeah.
Don't just stay in a blurry situation where you do not know what is right or wrong, and then go for your conclusion.
But if you look at misunderstanding, it has got two results in it, like two consequences.
Yes.
Misunderstanding can lead you to get away from your friend. Like, you misunderstood your friend, so it takes you away from your friend. Whereas he's in wrong in the real situation.
Yeah.
You just misunderstood him. But the other consequences, You know, misunderstanding can take you closer to a wrong person.
Exactly.
You misunderstand someone to be a good person, mm-hmm. you go closer to him.
Exactly.
Like
that's
two
very
opposite
true.
Consequences,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. It's very nice to notice that fact as well. It might be like two sides of a knife.
Yeah.
You know, it's very dangerous sometimes, the misunderstanding that happens to our mind. And the conclusions that we make based on a moment or mm-hmm. a second, we feel like somebody is good, but they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
And after we go into a relationship, we find out that how wrong we were, then it's very
right.
late. So we should consider, as I told you at the very beginning, time is very important.
Right.
Give everything enough of time in order for things to mm-hmm. get clarified.
And that's what happens. You misunderstand mm-hmm. a diamond to be a charcoal.
Exactly.
And sometimes you misunderstand mm-hmm. a snake to be a humble person.
Yes.
Whereas you think someone's really good, really humble and pious,
not
really healthy.
Not everything that glitter
he
is
turns
diamond.
Out to be a snake.
Yes.
So we need to take care of all these things.
Exactly. About the root of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
We said that we're human beings, we all are prone to different sorts of misunderstanding because
yeah.
we have the analyzing thing inside of us, which is so intuitive
mm-hmm.
thing. Then we talked about the consequences of misunderstanding, but now as people who are living in a real world, mm-hmm. I would say that what are your reaction for a time when you are being misunderstood?
Okay, my reaction, like, there are two times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, two different stages. Once I'm a victim.
Yes.
And the other stage, I'm misunderstanding someone
exactly.
else. So, the second stage is really clear.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned all these points. I really don't, you know, I'm not too quick in judging someone.
Exactly.
So, I don't really fall into the trap of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give time and I look deeper into the situation. But if you talk about the first one, when I become the victim of misunderstanding, mm-hmm. man, it's really bad. You know, people nowadays are too quick to judge.
Exactly.
You know, what I think is, when we talk about something, you know, we really literally have to measure our words.
Uh-huh.
You know, if your audience doesn't understand it,
mm-hmm.
now I'm not talking about any show, like even when you're talking with your friends or anyone,
yes,
like
yes.
in the streets, you're talking to someone. You know, you really have to measure your words. If they don't understand something, like they'll literally, you know, make charges on you. You're this,
yes,
you're that. You know,
yes.
just, you know, just being misunderstood. And too quick, like, you know, that's really quick.
Yes, sometimes it happens but in a way that you really did not mean it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an innocent word you mentioned,
I'm like, oh,
but
bro,
it turns
what did
into...
I do, man? Like, why is this happening with me? Like, what did
mm-hmm.
I do? You know, that's so bad, so...
It's so bad, yes. It's so bad. When you are the victim, you feel how sad it is.
Yeah, so please, people, don't be too quick to judge. And alhamdulillah, our audience...
Or if you judge, please just give it time.
yeah.
Give it some time, leave the doors open. Maybe some new possibilities are going to get clarified in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and advice to myself and then the audience. Like, you know that, you know... We sometimes misunderstand our family members, our friends,
exactly.
our brothers. Like, you might misunderstand your husband or your wife. Just give some time and look deeper into the situation.
Yes.
Like, just look at the...
Have many possibilities in your brain.
Yeah, just...
Excuse them many times,
give some excuses. Because you might be getting away from your loved ones.
Exactly.
Whilst you're just being misunderstood over here. Like, you're just misunderstanding them
mm-hmm.
over here. So just look into the situation.
So you're pushing your dear ones because you are understanding them in the wrong way.
Exactly. I don't know how many friends I have lost because of misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very true. that's it for today's episode. I think this is all we have to speak about. This was about misunderstanding. Thank you for listening to us. It was a pleasure to be here with you. Until another session and another episode with Youth Station, I would leave you to the protection of God.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.